I went into Waterstones in Cork a little while ago, and I got a great shock, because there in front of me was a man signing his book. Well, that isn't so unusual, but he's fairly well-known Irish character who also happens to be a senator in the Irish Parliament, and his name is David Norris, and he's pretty famous in Ireland. And I thought to myself, oh God, what a wonderful opportunity to have a little impromptu chat with David Norris, who I have never met face to face. But David Norris is here being interviewed at the moment by a man, and there's a person here recording a conversation with him, and the book is called the book is called A Kick Against the Pricks, and he's been here since 1 p.m. today, and he's signing copies of his autobiography, and the front cover of the book is got David Norris with his beard and glasses and looking very intently to the right-hand side, and I'm standing well back now because he's making a radio program. Can I just ask you, will he be live on air with that man for a while, or is there a chance of a word with him? On talking to this man? That means, so I'm going to miss him, really. Do you work with him?
Yes.
Just a small point, just to tell him the kind of thing I would love to have asked him about,
right.
Just so, because he might be into this. Is, I would actually like to find out about how he wrote it, meaning his writing. Oh, I know, but it's actually, where did he write it? You know, on a computer or in a notebook?
Dictaphone, and then he gave it to the...
Does what I do. In other words, he dictates. Yeah. I'm recording I came into the shop here.
Right.
You don't have to say who you are, but if you'd like to, I'd be very welcome.
No, my name is Miriam. I work with David, but he dictated into a dictaphone, and then it was given to the person who was going to type it up, and they typed it up for him, and he revised it 15 times.
Yeah, that's a great, fast way of getting a book, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but it takes a long time at the same time.
Well, the other way.
I was wondering
if he looked at blank bits of paper or had a moleskin notebook
Yeah.
Do you happen to know if he did his autobiography chronologically? In other words, did he begin? I haven't seen the book. I'd love to.
No, it's written chronologically, but I don't know whether he actually recorded
assembled it.
It's from the beginning to the present.
I would be fascinated to have a chat with him about it. Unfortunately, I have to rush, and he has to rush.
He has to rush, exactly.
I came in here a few minutes ago.
Yes, yes.
I saw him, and I thought, oh my God, this is too good an opportunity. So I ran up the street. My iPhone had run out of charge. I went to CompuB up the street. I got them to put charge into the phone for me. It's now got 7%, right?
Yeah.
The Carphone warehouse said that they couldn't charge an iPhone for me.
Isn't
that a bit silly? So I ran up to CompuB, who are Apple resellers.
Right.
And I came running back down the street. Who is he talking with?
He's 103 FM, I think it is, or something like that. 103.8 FM, I think it is. Yeah, which is a local radio.
That's a Cork radio station.
Cork radio station, yes.
Oh,
so
I know that.
It'll be on this evening at 5 o'clock.
Oh, will it?
It'll be on this evening at 5 o'clock, or half 5, so the 5 or half 5, you want to listen to it then.
Lovely.
It's actually
finished? Do you think I could have the quickest of quick words? David Norris, can I have a quickest of quick words?
You're
live on air. You're live on air on Audio Boo, right?
Well, I've never heard of Audio Boo, but Boo Boo, hello.
It's actually an app on my iPhone.
Oh, is that wonderful?
I can record raw chance encounters.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Because
you're in a hurry and
absolutely.
I'm rushing to.
Yes.
How did you write it? Your friend here.
How did I write it?
Yes, the actual. The job of the writer.
The job of the writing. Well, what I did was, I don't type and I don't use computers. So what I did was I had a whole load of old school exercise books, and in my illiterate writing I scrawled it out. And sometimes it was written completely, but other times it was the first line of a paragraph, and then there'll be a couple of points because I try to put it in logical sequence.
Memory
and then
joggers.
I dictated it into a microcassette. And I had this wonderful man, Jer Siggins, who typed it all up for me. And then I revised it from beginning to end 15 times, and poor Jer had to retype it. And I had to take out 50,000 words.
How long was it first? Difficult.
Oh, I can't remember, but it was 50,000 words longer than it is now. It was about 175,000.
Did you do it chronologically? Did you begin with your beginning of your life
Absolutely.
And work forward?
Yes, I did.
And then did you then remember that you had left in some gaps or that you left
well,
out?
Well, some things came back and also rather...
Can you sign for Edward?
I will, of course.
He's now signing his book. No, let concentrate on the... He's now, I can tell you, he writes with his right hand on the top left-hand corner of the page.
They're terribly expensive. I can't I'm saving up to get a new pair. They were shockingly expensive because I have macular degeneration and they were very focal and chromo, whatever you call it, sensitive and all this kind of stuff.
I can tell you he's wearing a wonderful ring with a green stone in
My
it.
Uncle.
God only knows what
and
that is.
It was in the book as well.
Oh, right. I must not distract him. Let me let him. He's actually sitting here with a bottle of Kerry Spring natural mineral water still. Water beside him, and I think he's a tea drinker myself, but I'm not sure about that.
Well, it's actually coffee.
It's coffee. It's coffee. Sorry,
I can write and talk and think at the same time. Cork City FM.
We know that already, by the way, because he's a best advertisement for a multitasker. I hear him talking about Joyce in the one hand, and I hear him talking about gender politics on the other hand.
You haven't told me.
And
your
I
name
hear
yet.
I know I'm Paul O'Mahony. I'm Paul O'Mahony. Nice
now
to meet
you.
There's
a wonderful Cork name.
Well, actually, it is actually you're absolutely right. But I have to confess that I can't claim the credit. I was born in Limerick.
Well, I was much worse. I was born in Africa.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Limerick is
well,
wonderful.
for some people, Limerick is Africa. I mean, it's...
Well, you mean like the health department, is Angola.
Well, exactly.
So.
Who knows?
I think Limerick is wonderful. Limerick, you're a lady, and particularly it has grown since they put the university there, the Hunt Museum.
Fantastic place.
And
what about the White House? What about the White House pub on the main street where they do poetry in the evening?
I don't go to pubs very much. Do they,
right.
I didn't know they did
poetry. They do. They have for about 5 years, every single Wednesday evening,
they do
live poetry. Don't go in there.
Poetry, how ghastly.
Yeah, absolutely. Rubbishy stuff there.
You mean they have live poets?
They do have live poets. Oh, God, yeah, it's a dreadful.
It has a different label.
Sorry.
Look, I must let you go. Look, it's a thrill to meet you like this. An accent. I wish we had more time. I've got to dash home because I got to take
my... Well, how many people listen to that? 3 or 4?
No, the last... the one of my audios that has been listened to by most is now, I think, close to 4,000.
Well, is that wonderful?
But I won't promise you an audience of that high. But it.
The Bible says where two or three are gathered together...
In my name.
Your lovely smile as
look,
we're doing this.
Look, you're as big a character...
My former student who then became my boss in Trinity, Nicholas Green...
But she might pick up on this.
Oh,
look, you're as big a character face to face as you are in public.
Well, so are you.
All the best. Good luck, David. All the best. Thank you very much. By the way, O'Mahony's bookshop in Limerick, my brother Frank, in case you find yourself there on the author's tour, my brother owns O'Mahony's bookshop in Limerick.
Well, I must go down there because I actually asked and I was told about O'Mahony's bookshop, so we have to get down.
1902, grandfather set it up. Backstory.
Oh, how marvelous.
All the best.
Bye-bye.
I leave the man. I'm hurrying now. I absolutely have to get away.